Hello, my name is Terry, and I'm a fellow UAW member, and we're just calling today to ask...
Terry Mutrin sits at a laptop with a headset on, making calls to local United Auto Workers members. She's telling them who the UAW and other unions have endorsed in Indiana.
All righty. If the election were held today, would you vote for Democrat Evan Bay or Republican Todd Junk in the race for U.S. Senate? Evan Bay?
She enters it in the computer. Indecisive voters will get a call back later on and ask the same question for the governor's race.
Would you vote for John Gregg or Republican Eric Holcomb? Mr. Gregg, well, good.
Volunteers like Mutrin, who works at Chrysler, have to stick to a careful script, especially this year, she says.
Sometimes if they're Republican and they're a Donald Trump fan, they tell you that right from the get-go.
The UAW and most other unions have endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, but phone bank organizer Tina Durham says they aren't bringing that up yet if they can help it.
The most important ones, because we're not a swing state, is the local candidates.
State legislators, senators, and governors can help unions negotiate better benefits with employers. They also control policies that make or break union power, like right to work, which lets employees be union members with union benefits even if they don't pay dues. Republican State Representative Jerry Torr of Carmel championed the law in Indiana back in 2012.
The union leaders kept trying to tell their membership that we were trying to, quote unquote, bust the unions, and that was never the intent at all.
He notes that Indiana union membership and overall employment actually rose in the first few years of Right to Work. But on the whole, that membership is declining in Indiana and nationwide. It's gotten easier in recent decades for a business to avoid paying extra for union labor by moving to a right-to-work state or overseas. And Indiana's Republican-controlled legislature probably won't repeal right-to-work anytime soon, no matter the election results. But South Bend Democratic State Representative David Nesgodsky says it will give unions more bargaining power to gain some friends in the statehouse. He thinks recent losses will push members to the polls.
We will be able to have a stronger voice at the statehouse. And we will be able to stop some of the bleeding.
Indiana University labor law professor Robert Brookins says unions will have power as long as they vote and lobby, with one caveat.
Your ability to impose any kind of pressure on employers is going to be directly related to your solidarity and your numbers.
Some say that solidarity has eroded, too. And UAW organizer Rick Ward says this year's presidential contest isn't helping. He thinks Donald Trump's rhetoric about restoring American jobs could split the traditionally left-leaning union base.
I'm scared. I'm scared that we could lose Gregg and Bay because of the trickle-down from Trump.
That's why Indiana unions are staying local.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We would like to know if you would...
UAW members Scott Russell and Jeff McCombs are trying to get the vote out in Kokomo. After knocking on dozens of doors, they find Naomi Douglas.
Is there any kind of donation or contribution or...
Nope, we're just out getting the word out.
Okay. Now, I've been seeing a lot of things on Evan Bay.
She's an undecided voter who says the first ballot she ever cast was for President Obama. She studies the flyers the union workers give her and says she supports Clinton, but still isn't sure if she'll end up voting or in what races. She does want to know when Election Day is.
The 8th. Yeah.
Hey, well, I was pretty close. You were way off.
Well,
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, now there's one very possible one vote.
They mark her as a maybe and move on to the next. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Kokomo.